Parshas Va'era, Rishon, Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. Va'idaber Elokim Moshe, Va'yemer Elav Nei Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe, and he says to him, I am Hashem. Rashi says, Va'idaber Elokim Moshe. Why does the Torah use the word Elokim? Dibur Ito Mishpat, Hashem spoke in a harsh way. Asher Hikshu L'daber, V'lomar, L'mah Yerosa L'mah Zek. Moshe spoke harshly in saying, why did you do such a bad thing? Va'yemer Elav Nei Hashem. What does Hashem refer to? The word Hashem is a code word for Neman L'shalim Sachar Tov L'mishach Mufanai. I'll give Sachar to those who follow me. But lo l'chinam shelachticha, and I didn't send you Moshe for no reason. Ki im l'kaim devarai shedibarti l'avos harishonim. I'm just fulfilling what I told the avos harishonim. V'oshon hazeh matzinu should nidrash bekama makomas ani Hashem. This is what we find when Hashem says in the Torah ani Hashem. Neman hipara kishu omer etzel onish, when we're talking about punishment, Hashem says, Ani Hashem, to tell us that he's going to actualize the punishment. Kagon, v'chilat Hashem l'kecha, Ani Hashem. When it's desecrate the name of Hashem, Hashem will punish them, as it says, Ani Hashem. V'kishu omer etzel kia mitzvos, and when it talks about fulfilling the mitzvos, kagon, v'shmaitem mitzvosai v'hasem osam, Ani Hashem, neman litin sachar. It's saying that Hashem will fill the sachar. Pasuk gimel, v'ayra al Abraham, Val Yitzchak, Val Yaakov, Kel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, Monadati Lahem. And I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the name Kel Shakai, but the name of Hashem I was not revealing to them. Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Rashi, Va'ira Ela Avos, I appeared to the Avos, the Kel Shakai, in the name of Kel Shakai. Hiftachtim, I gave a Havtocha, Havtochos of Kulon, Amarti Lahem, Ani Kel Shakai. All the Havtochos Hashem gave, he used in the Lashon of the Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. But in the name of Hashem, I will not know that to them. Lo hodati inksit kan. Doesn't say in the Torah lo hodati, which is that I didn't let them know. Elo lo nadati, lo nikarti lahem. I did not let them. It wasn't that I wasn't known, but rather I didn't let them know. B'midas amita shali, to know my true essence. Shalaha nikra shmi Hashem. On that essential idea, it's Hashem is called on the Shem Hashem. Neman la'mitas tevarai, which is basically saying Hashem is the one who actualizes his words. Shari yiftachim lokim, because Hashem by the Avos only gave haftachos, but didn't actually fulfill those haftachos yet. And therefore, the pasuk says in pasuk gimel, pasuk dalet, v'gam hakimosi es brisi itam, and I also established my bris with them. L'seis lam eretz kanan, to give eretz kanan is eretz begurahem asher kirbal, the land that they were living. Rashi pasuk dalet, v'gam hakimosi es brisi, v'gam when I appeared to them in the form of a kel shakai, itzafti the hemati brisi beni v'nein. I established a bris between them. L'sislam erzos kanam, to give them the land of Israel. La'avram peparz mila nemar ani kel shakai, v'nesati lam lezarecha afarecha, eis erz megurecha. L'yitzcha kilecha lezarecha atenis kol erzos akel, ha'el v'akimosi es ha'shua shishbati l'avram, v'os ha'shua shishbati l'avram, v'kel shakai marti. So by Yitzchak and Avram, we have the word Kel Shakai referenced to the Shavua. And by Yaakov, it says, I need Kel Shakai Perei Rei Vassarz Asher B'chulu. Harish Nadarti Lahem Vol Kiyamtim. In all these examples, I gave the Shavua of Lashem Kel Shakai as a nadar, but I didn't fulfill them. Pasuk Hei, V'gam Ani Shemakat, and I also heard, Es Nakas B'nei Yisrael Asher Mitzayim Ha'abedim Osam, that the cries of the Jews who were being enslaved by the Egyptians, V'eskaros B'risi, and I remembered my covenant. Rashi pasuk hey v'gam ani. So the v'gam, the extra v'gam in this pasuk is saying the following: Kimoshi etzavti v'amati abris, and also from the fact that I established the bris with my elbows, yesh l'alakayim, I have to fulfill it. L'fikachem, therefore, shemati snakas bnei Yisrael hanokim. I listened to the Jews who were crying out. Asher Mitzrayim abedim osam, because Mitzrayim was enslaving them. That's core. Also bris, ki bris bnei abesam remarti lo v'gam esagay asher yavdun donanochi. And I remember the bris because aside from saving the Jews, part of the bris was that as Hashem spoke to Avram at the bris Bein Abasarim, Hashem is going to judge the nation that enslaves the Jews. Pasuk Vav, L'chein, therefore, Amor L'vnei Yisrael, said to the Jews, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. V'otiti Eschem Mitachas, L'vos Mitzrayim, I'll take you out from the burdens of Mitzrayim, V'tzalti Eschem, and I'll save you, I'll listen from the work. V'ga'alti Eschem, and I'll save you, B'zor, and T'yah, redeem you with a strong hand, a sha'atrish hand, with strong good omen, and with many, acts. Rashi pasuk vav v'chein al pi osa shua, because of that shua emor l'bnei Yisrael ani Hashem haneman behaftachasi, who is trustworthy in behaftachos to be fulfilled, as the name Shem Hashem connotes. V'otzitzi eschem kichein hiftachtiv, And I'll take it out as the Haftacha was, as the Parsha in by the Bris Din of Mitzrayim indicates that the Gaal Bershus Kadol, Sivos Mitzrayim, Terech Masa Mitzrayim, reverse the burden that Mitzrayim gave, and Hashem will remove that from them. Pasuk Zayin, Lokachi Aslan Li, La'am, and I'll take it as, for me as a nation, it was Bahisi Lachem Elokim, and I will be for them God, we eat at them, and they will know, and you will know. Kani Hashem Lokechem, I'm Hashem Megad, I'm Otsi Aslan, Mitach, Sivos Mitzrayim, Hashem, I'm Hashem took you out of the burdens of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Ches, Mevisi Aslan, and I'll bring you, El Ha'aretz, Asher Nifsasi, Asadi, Lasis, Asa, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and I'll give you the land which I raised my hand to give to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Asati, Asa, Lachem, Marashan, Yashem, and I will give it to you as an inheritance, I am Hashem. Rashi, Pasuk Ches, Nasisi, Esadi, Hari Mosi, I will fill my hand, Hishava, Bikisi, Tukivayachal, swear by my throne, which represents his mouthfuls. Pasuk Tes, my Deber Moshe, King of Beni, so Moshe said, this is the Jews, for Shamra, Moshe, but they didn't listen to Moshe, Mikotu Ruach, Mubi Abadak Moshe, from shortness of breath, and from a lot of hard work. Rashi, Pasuk Tes, for Shamra, Moshe, Lo Kibu Tanchumim. They did not accept, meaning Lo Shamu doesn't mean they didn't hear, they heard, but they didn't accept the Tanchumim. Because the Ruach, Kol Mishu Meza, everyone is stressed. Ruchu Nishmasu Kitsara. It's hard to, it's not breathing well, but you know, you call Harich Nishmasu, but Nishmasu can't breathe well. Karblin and Zeshamati, the Pirish Zem, Rabbi Baruch, Rabbi Lazar. I heard this, also similar to how Rabbi Baruch, Rabbi Lazar explains this. This parasha, the Havi Lee, Rabbi Mikra Zeh. The Pama Zos, Odiyam Al Yadi, Esadi, Best to Receive, Yadu Kishmi Hashem. Yeah, and Rabbi Lazar brings a proof of this from the passing in Yirmiyahu, which says that they know my name Hashem. Whenever Hashem gives pranios, Hashem will use the name Hashem to show that he's going to do it. If it's a good thing. That's the first Rash. Now Rash is going to quote a Medrash. Rabbi Sina Darshal in Shalmala. And the rabbis understand this parasha as more of like a response to what was in the previous parasha in Shmos. Sha'amar Moshe lo maharios. Moshe said, why are you doing so bad? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chaval da'avin lo mishkachim. Woe on the fact that we lost the avos and we can't, we don't have anyone to replace them. Yishlei sonin amizas avos. Harbi palmin neklesi aliv okon shakai. Many times I exposed myself before the avos as with the name Kel Shakai. For lamarta dimashim alcha. They didn't ask me, what's your name? They didn't question me. Ta'amarta mashim al ma'amar alcha. But you ask, what's his name? They're going to say, what's his name? What are they going to tell? What am I going to tell them? The Gama Kimosi. And also, Avram had Sarah by burying Sarah. And he didn't have anyone to bury. And Yitzchak also, they were complaining about the bears that he dug. And Yaakov also wanted to, you know, set an area in the field, put his tent there, blow here, Achmi Dosai. And even though I guaranteed them the land, and these there were times there were complaints about having him there, they didn't question my midos. And now you're saying, why are they doing so bad? Or you're complaining about my midos, my agents. But the Medrash says Rashi doesn't actually fit into the Pesukim. Because the Pesuk says, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. I didn't notify them. But according to the Medrash, it's more of a point that they didn't question me, and if that's the case, the Torah should have said, Lo Sha'aluli. If you're going to say, Lo Hudiyam Shekach Shemo, if you're going to say, they were not known that that was my name, and they also didn't ask about my name. Hashem did expose Avram with the name Shem Hashem, and Ani Hashem took it out of Merkastim. And nevertheless, he didn't notify them. What connection is between the idea that Moshe didn't ask correctly to this? Why is there any response to telling the Jews anything? Therefore, I'm going to explain the pshat. The words of Hashem are like a fire, and they're like a rock hitting being hit by an axe. And there's many sparks coming out from it. After Thomas Chalakim Kama Talmud, for Torah also is similar in the sense that it has many different ways of understanding it. Rashi is giving the pshat. Pasuk by the Hashem Moshe Lemar Hashem said to Moshe, saying, "Go speak to Paro, the king of Mitzrayim. Vishalachas Bnei Yisrael Meretzon, he should send the Jews out of his land. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayidaber Moshe Lefnei Hashem, and Moshe spoke to Hashem saying, Hein, Bnei Yisrael Lo Shemo Elai, the Jews don't listen to me. Ve'eich Yishmeini Paro, and how will the Paro listen to me then? Ve'eich Benisar Aras Abasayim, I have the inability to speak properly. Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, Eich Yishmeini Paro, Se'echni Asar Kavachomer Shebetar, this is one of the 10 Kavachomers in the Torah, because Moshe is saying, if the Jews aren't listening to me, Kol Shekin, Paro's not going to listen to me. He's much more, he's not going to listen to me even more. Aral Sivasayim, Atum Sivasayim, the closed mouth. L'chin kol lashon arala. Anytime it says arla, any omeshu atum, Rashi says that means closed. Arela aznam, their ears were closed. Atum az mishma, they weren't listening. Arela lev atum mihavin, they weren't able to understand. Shisagam atal v'ha'e arel. They had tei mishikros kos haklala. They were closed because of the from the, you know, their drunkenness that was cursed. Baralas basar, and was an arla. Basar shagir atum chusba. The gid is covered by it. Baratem arla. So I'll remove your arla. Asulo otem v'kisoy. They made for him a cover. Isser shiyiv yavdil b'fnei achilaso. Have an isser that they should separate from it. That's why it's called arla. Shal shenem yelachem arilim. Atum amachusa muvdalim yelachol. Closed and covered from eating. Pasuk Gimel Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Al Aron. Hashem spoke to Moshe Aron by Tzavei Mas Bnei El Bnei Yisrael and commanded them to the Jews. Bel Paro the king, Bel Hotan to end to Paro the king of Mitzrayim. Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim to send the Jews out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi Pasuk Gimel Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Al Aron. Fisha Amar Moshe Bnei Aral Sivasayim. Moshe said he was an Aral Sivasayim. Tzirik Lakosh Baruch Was Aron Liosol Lepelamitz. So Hashem now brings Aron to be a representative and an interpreter for Moshe. By Tzavei Mal Bnei Yisrael, Tzivam Aleihem Lahan Nigam Benachas V'Luskol Osam. So he commanded them to the Jews not to send them out of Egypt, but to, you know, deal with them properly and do things Benachas and accept their burden upon them, upon the Moshe and Aaron, to treat them properly. Ve'el Paro Melech Tzavim Tzivam Aleihem L'chalak L'kavu B'Divrayim. And also for Paro, he commanded them upon him to be chalak kavu to him. In their words, that's how the Medrash understands it. Pshuto, tzivam al devar Yisrael v'al shemuchol el paro. And the pshat is that Hashem was commanding Moshe and Aaron to speak about the Jewish matter of sending them and sending them to Paro to go and do the job and try to send the Jews out. U'dvar hatzivoy mahu, and the thing that was commanded, what was it? Mufurish v'parsha shniel achas sidah hayachas. It's a little bit, we'll find it later on in the Torah. But once we're mentioning Aaron, you don't actually know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about their genealogy. We're interrupting as like a side point to discuss how Moshe Aaron were born, who were they born with, and who were they related to in the Torah.